Let's learn Yeshayahu HaNavi and Haftoros for the last few parshios. We'll start with Yeshayahu Nun Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, Anochi Anochi Humen Amchem, Mi'at Vatiri Me'enosh Yamus Umiben Adam Chatzir Yinasein. This is the Haftorah for Parshas Shoftim from Yeshayahu Nun Aleph. The Haftorah for Parshas Ki Teitzei from Yeshayahu Nun Dalid. His Ori, Kumi Yerushalayim, Ki Bach Hadavar Tolui, or Becha Hadavar Tolui. The Psikta on the Aseres Adibros gives a mashal of a Melech Shekas Al Matronis Vitardo Mitoch Paltin Shalo. There was a woman who worked, she was an officer in the king's palace. The king got angry at her and he sent her away. Liyomim Bikesh Lachzira. But after longing for her, he wanted her to return to the palace. Omra Yichpo Lik Subasi Vani Choseres Etzlo. Speaking to him, to the king, as it were, in third person. She said, we had a special relationship as long as I was in the palace. Not only did I serve you, but I had a marriage relationship with you. And as a mashal, she asks for some sort of expression of endearment to allow for reestablishing this relationship and her return to the palace to once again serve the king and play the role as his matronis. Double my ksuba, she says. Kach omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bonai, my children, my sons, Besinai Amarti Lachem Anochi. I opened up with the Aseres HaDibros Anochi. And since then, you've been sent away. Klal Yisrael was sent into Golus. Avol B'Yushalayim Osedi Niyomu Lachem Shnei Pamim Anochi Anochi. The divine prophecy for the future redemption is with a double Anochi. As it says here in Yeshayahu Anovi Anochi Anochi Hu Menachem Menachemchem. And this is an either even greater and more intimate relationship, a double Anochi, as compared to the close relationship between Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time of Har Sinai. If we fast forward to Pasuk Yud Zayin, His Ori Kumi Yerushalayim. The Pasuk continues, Asher Shasis Biad Hashem Eskos Chamoso. You've drunk from the terrible, catastrophic, and symbolized by this Kos Chamoso, Eskubas Kos Atar Ela Shasis Matzis. The Radak interprets Tar Ela as Ra'oda. Ra'oda means fear and trembling. He offers a second shot that this coast represents the Sam HaMoves. It's a poison that's lethal. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Dailach Begolus, enough of Golus. Kfar Shasis Kos Tar'ela Ad Hashmarim. You've drunk from this coast, this poisonous coast, up to the Shmarim, all the way down to the sediments. Matzis Osa. You've squeezed everything out of it. You've had all the terrible anguish and suffering of Golos. Hashalo Nishar Bekos Afilu Tipa. In other words, you've emptied this coast. There's nothing left in the cup to drink. Kol Aros Aksuvos. All the divine curses, the terrible catastrophes that are written. Higiu Eilayach, you've already experienced them. You've experienced more than your fair share of anguish and suffering. Dailach, Kumi Me'agolus, return from the diaspora, from the exile. It's Ori of his Ori. The Malbim says the double language of his Ori is Ori. Ata tachas shamartali Uri Uri Livshi Oz Zra Hashem. You have, Knesset Yisrael has requested and petitioned for Uri Uri, a double Uri Uri. And Hashem responds with a double language of his Ori, Kumi Yerushalayim, Ki Bach Hadavar Tolvi. The Malbim says that Hashem, in a sense, is sending the ball into our court. Bach Hadavar Tolvi. We have the potential of returning to Yerushalayim. It's as if, according to the Malbim, his Ori, Yerushalayim, the gates are there, the gates are open. Take advantage. Now's the opportune moment. Fast forwarding to Pasuk Chof Beis, Ko Amar Hashem, Adonai Hashem Elokayich, Yoriv Amo, Hine Lekachti Miyodech, Eskos Hatar Ela. Again, the Pasuk emphasizes, Hine Lekachti Miyodech, Eskos Hatar Ela, Es kubas kos chamosi lo tosifu lishtosa od. The same idea that we saw earlier in Pasuk Yud Zayin. And the Malvim says, Hine lokachti miyodech es kos hatar ela rotzolomar kos haporonius. And Hashem says, I'm taking away from you this kos of Peronius, this drink that represents the tragedy and the suffering that Klal Yisrael drank from this kos. Hakos hazeh shosa kulo im shmarav lo nishar toch hakos miumarak. Hashem says you've emptied out this kos. Rak sha'at odech machzekes v'yodech sakos harekon. There's nothing left in the kos. You've emptied the kos of all the suffering of all the shmarim, even down to the sediments, as we said before. But you're left with the kli, the utensil itself, the empty receptacle. Hamachzik ha'onesh, hu ha'golos. We've cleaned you up of all the punishment, now you're left with golos. Ha'onesh, shebetoch ha'kli, the contents of the kli, which symbolically represent the punishment, heim ha'yisurim, the suffering, kvar kibalt al katzeu. You've received that up until the end. But now, what's left is golos, and now I'm going to take back that kli, and you will no longer live in golos. Now the beginning of Perek Nun Beis, Uri Uri, Livshi Uzech Tzion. Livshi bigdei sefartech Yerushalayim ir hakodesh, kilo yosif yavo bach od orel v'tame, hisnari beofer kumi livshi, kumi shvi Yerushalayim, hispatchi mosrei tavarech, shvi abas tzion. We'll look briefly at the Ibn Ezra, the Abarbanel, the Radak. The Ibn Ezra says, Kol ha'mefarshim iskima da'atam ki zos ha'nevu odenu li'osid. All the commentaries unanimously agree that this is a foretelling, a prophecy that foretells the future, the end of days, the redemption is paschi, mosrei tzavarayach. Open up those mosorim that, in a sense, are weighing down your neck, hatam meaning shalotehei o tachas memshalas goy, what's weighing on your neck, the yoke of the nations of the world that subjugate you. Now we've gotten to the point of hitpatri, free yourself of that yoke. The Abarbanel says, Omar, the Navi says, Uri, Uri. Why the double language? Keneged Shtei Golios, the two great diasporas, meaning the Golos Bayis Rishon, the Golos Bayis Sheni, Lefish Hayu B'Yerushalayim Shtei Shalmios Echad Bizman Bayis Sheni U'Agvura Shohaisav Bayis Sheni Asher Kamolo Niasav B'Chol Olam V'Asheni Akedusha Shohaisav Bayis Rishon. Bayis Rishon represents a period of Kedusha. Bayis Sheni Gvura. Gvura, no doubt, is a symbolic reference of the Maccabim during Bayis Sheni of Chanukah. Lachain Omar Shekinegdo Livshi Uzech Tzion. On the one hand, the Pasuk says, Livshi Uzech Tzion. Uzech is a reference, an allusion to Gvura. And then the pasuk continues, Livshi Bigdei Tifartech Yerushalayim. Tifartech is an allusion to Tiferes, to Kedusha. This is the Chizayon, he says, the vision of the double Nevuah, the Nevuah of Kedusha, the Nevuah of Gvura. The Shari Shemayim are opened in front of you. The Radak says, Uri, Uri, Uzech. Shayis mufshetes mimena ad ata livshio. So you were stripped of this oz, of this power, of this gvur, of this tiferes, this kedusha. Now it's time to put on these garbs and wear them again. Hisnari meofar. Your life in the golus, says the Radak, can be compared to someone who's down in the ofar. And now it's Nari Miofar Vikum, it's time to shake off this offer and stand up. Now we take a look at Pasuk Hey in the same chapter Nun Beis. Viato Mi Mali Po Niyum Hashem Kilukach Ami Chinom Moshlov Yehililu Niyum Hashem Vitamid Kol Hayom Shmi Minoatz. We'll take a look at Rashi briefly, at the Radak, the Mitzudas David, the Malvim, here in Pasuk Hey. The Rashi says, Mali Po Lomani Shoeh Umashe Bonai Kan. Why do I leave my children here in the Golus? Yehi Lilo Misparim Lemar Yodenu Rama. The nations that subjugate us in the diaspora, in the exile, are boasting, are gloating. Yalelo. They think that we are great, our Yad, our arm is Rama, is powerful to subjugate the Jewish people. And the name of God is Menoatz, is therefore reduced, chas v'shalom, down. Says the Radak, the opening word, vi'ata, in this pasuk hey, is bazeh golus shu golus shlishi. This is already the third golus. There was golus after the destruction of the first, after the destruction of the second. Now we're up to already golus shlishi. Add to that Mitzrayim. Ki lukach Ami chinam, eino misakvim begolus bishvil kesef sheim chayovim l'shoveihem. Why are they remaining in golus? It's not because they owe money or owe service or servitude to the nations. Elabav onoseichem golu ukvar lokhu onshom. They have received their due punishment for their sins. And therefore, Moshlov Yehelilo, Hagoyim Amoshlov Behem Yehelilu Osom Bavodosom Hakoshe, Ubots Hakosav Eli. The nations have subjugated them, the people of Israel, with servitude, difficult servitude. And the cries of the people of Israel have come forward on high to me, says Hashem, V'od. Ki kol hayom shmi menuatz begolus sha'akum yinatzu shayu horgi v'sholem osam al yichud shmi. they destroy the people of Israel because that nation represents Yichud Shmi, the sanctity of the name of God, the oneness, the unity of God. This is what the people of Israel represent, and now the nations have destroyed the Jews, subjugated them in Golis because they want to be the Menaitzim Hashem. They don't tolerate the name of glorious unity of the name of God. The Mitzudas David says it again. Shmi Menuatz, Shmi Mechulol Umevuza Beineim. They desecrate the name of God. They humiliate the name of God. These are the nations that subjugate the people of Israel. The Malbim says, Tamid Kol Hayom Shmi Menuatz. What is Golus? Golus is Chil Hashem. Kasher Yechalu Shem Kodshi B'Yomolem. Am Hashem Eila. This is the nation of God. Umearzo Yotzu. They were taken away from their people, from their nation, from their land. This is the Am Hashem. Where is God to protect the Jewish people? He sends them out to Golus, exiled, as it were, from their land. Moving on to Pasuk Vav, Lachain Yeda Ami Shmi. Let the people of Israel know my name. Lachain Bayomahu Ki Anihu Hamadaber Hineni. Again, looking at Rashi and the Radak, Rashi says, Yeda Ami Ksheagolem. When I will redeem the people, return them to the land, Yakiru, they will recognize. Kishmi Adon Shalitu Moshel Kemashmo. My name symbolically represents my mastery over the world. I am the Shalit. I am the controller, the Moshel, the ruler over the universe. That's Shmi. That's my name. And Yeda Mishmi, they will know my name. Lachain Bayomahu, on that day of the Geula, Yavinu Ki Aniu Amidaver V'ineni Kiyamti, I have made all sorts of promises, and I will live up to my divine promises. I will pay up, I will redeem the people of Israel, bring them to Geula. The Radak says, Lachain Yeda Mishmi She'eno Noda Begolus. In the exile, my name is not known. Avalhu Menoatz, but rather it's defiled and desecrated and lowered and insulted. But Ba'es HaGula Yeda Mishmi, my nation will recognize and know the name of God with a capital N. Zeu Shomer Bayomahu, on that day, us then Yeda Mishmi. V'chein shara amim yedu'uhu, and even the nations of the world will recognize and acknowledge the name of God. Oz lo zacharami. When the people of Israel were in exile, they did not remember my name. Ki hem yadu b'emes. But now, after the geula, the return to the land, they will know my name. And in Pasuk Zayin, manavu al ahorim raglei mevaser, mashmiya shalom mevaser tov, mashmiya Yeshua omer letzion molach elohoyich. Says the Radak, manavu al ahorim, mayu noyim v'yofim raglei mevaser. What a beautiful sight it'll be when the mevaser, he who will be the harbinger to tell us, notify us, the people of Israel, about the geula that's coming, that's imminent, sheyala ahorim Lashmiya Kol, he will climb up to the mountains, which is a symbolism of some sort of dramatic notification of the glory of the redemption. Mevaser Shalom, he will be the harbinger of peace. Tell us about Tov Yeshua, about the redemption, the salvation of the people of Israel. V'nomar Letzion, he will notify the people of Israel and Sion, Molach Elohayich. God is now, in reality, the true king of the entire universe. Ki Adazmanahu, up till that time, when the Mashiach will come, Lo Yirehut Melech, no one will really see God as the king befall in actuality. They know that God is the king, but that kingship of God is not a reality. The nations of the world deny God. Oz But then, when Hashem, the Mavaser, will come and be sent by Hashem, Yomru HaKol Shu Melech, everyone will declare that Hashem is the Melech, Kvo Shomer V'Hoysal Hashem HaMelucha. At that time, the Melucha of Hashem will become known, will become acknowledged, will be a reality. The Malbim says that this Pasuk, Manovu Al Aharim, indicates the sequence of the ultimate Geula, Tchilo Yashmia, Shalom in Oye, first there'll be peace from the enemies, V'Yachrik, and then Mevasa Tov. What will be the description of the Mevasa? What will he tell us? What will he declare? Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that the third Mikdash will be built, Utzmichas Keren David, which again in the next pasuk will be explained, the Keren David, the Achakach, and then Mashmiah Yeshua will tell us of the ultimate salvation, Kibbutz Golios, the ingathering of the exiles, which will again be described in the sequence here of pasuk Tes. So it's pasuk Zayin, pasuk Ches, pasuk Tes. First is Yashmiah Shalom in a Oyev. That's the Mevaser Tov. Then we'll have in pasuk Ches the Mashmiah Beis Hamikdash, Shmichas Keren David, and finally the Yeshua, the Kibbutz Golios, and then Letzion Molach Elohayich. That's the revelation of the Malchus Hashem, the Malchus Shemayim in all of the universe, amongst all the nations. So let's go through this step by step. After we have the Mashmiah Shalom Mevaser Tov, we have in Pasuk Ches Kol Tzofayech Nosu Kol Yachdov Yiranenu Ki Ayin B'Ayin Yiru B'Shuv Hashem Tzion. The Metzudas Tzion says Ayin B'Ayin means Re'iyah V'Adois V'Nemono, an absolute clarity. This is Rav David Pardo in Metzudas David. There's Nemonus, there's loyalty, there's something to rely upon. Asher Ayin B'Ayin Nira To Hashem, Pasukim B'Midbar, that we can see Hashem Ayin B'Ayin, right in front of our eyes. B'Shuv Hashem L'Tzion, Kasher Shav Hashem L'Tzion, L'Hashros Shom Shchinoso K'me'oz. The Shechina will return to Tzion, as it were, back in the day. Pasuk Tes, Pitzchu Rananu Yachtov Chorvos Yushalayim Ki Nicham Hashem Hashem Amo Gal Yushalayim Nicham Hashem Es Tzion Es Amo, says the Metzudas David, Vameshe Hevi Lahem Atova. Hashem will return the good to Yushalayim, Gal Yushalayim, the Geula to Yushalayim, Miyad Akum Yushalayim, be freed from its subjugation in the hands of the Goyim Amoslimba that control it. The Malbim adds that Nichem Hashem Amo, the comfort, the consolation that Hashem is giving to his people at the time of the Gula's Kibbutz Golios, as we saw in the Malbim earlier in Pasuk Zayin, this is the sequence, step by step, finally culminating here in Pasuk Tes in Kibbutz Golios. The Jews will be gathered in, and that will be the ultimate nechama for Yushalayim to Sisyashiv Mibonea. The people of Israel will resettle Yushalayim. It'll become the center of the universe once again. That's the Yeshua. That's the salvation. These are the words of the Navi Yeshaya, the great prophet of Geula, of redemption. And this is also typical of the redemption described by other Nevi'im, by Zechariah Novi, of Yeshvus, Kenimus, Kenus, Berchovus, Berchutzos, Yerushalayim. This is the Kibbutz Golos, this is the Yishuv of Yerushalayim. Let's look at Pasuk Yud with the Mitzudas. Chosaf Hashem Ezra Kodsho Lieni Kol Agoyim Vero Kol Afse Eretz Es Yeshua Salukenu. What does it mean? Chosaf Hashem, says the Metzudas, Gila Zro Lahakos Bahem. He has revealed his strength, his might, to destroy the enemies of Israel, the Ochaz b'moshal, and he uses here the simile of a gibar, of a powerful champion. Hamagalizro reveals his strength in his arm. Lilochem ulaoyev, he's going to destroy the enemy. Hashem will destroy the enemies of the people of Israel. Vero kolafse oritis Yeshua salokenu, even the lowest of peoples on the earth will see, will perceive and acknowledge the great power, the might at the time of the ultimate salvation of Israel, of the Yeshua. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Suru Suru Tzu Misham, Tame Al Tigu Tzu Mitocha, Hibaru Nose Kli Hashem. The Malbim says Suru Suru Mitzayer, it depicts in front of our eyes a vision of Eich Mutzomaz Sheyetsu Meretz Ha'ovdim La Shemesh V'Litzva Shamayim. They will be freed from the servitude amongst the nations, amongst the countries of the earth, and they will go out in the sun under the celestial spheres in heaven. They shall offer atzmo tome, the very ground, the soil of Chutz Laaretz is tome, is polluted. Tzu misham tome, from that place of tuma. Baltigu b'dover tome, Hashem wants to purify the people of Israel. This is Taras Haguf, the physical Tara for the body. But then there's a Tara, says the Malbim, of the Machshava, the Rayon Machshava. There has to be a purification process for the thoughts, the mind, the intellect. They cannot come into the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Be'odem b'na akum mazolos v'alzeh omer tzu mitocha hibaru. Cleanse yourself, leave this land of Eretz Ha'amim, of Akum, of Ofer Tomei. Hibaru leiv u'machshov atem nosim kli Hashem. You are the bearers of the utensils, the holy utensils of Hashem. And that's what we see as far as the psukim are concerned here in Perek Nun Beis. But there's one pasuk that I think we have to emphasize, which we skipped, and that's pasuk Gimel with Ibn Ezra and the Abarbanel. Icho Amar Hashem, Chinom nimkartem v'lo kesef, v'lo bekesef tigol elu. There's something here about the mechira, that we were sold into Golas, and something here about the geula. We were sold bechinom, and the geula therefore will be bechinom. Says the Ibn Ezra, ki chinom nimkartem acharti eschem balagoyim v'lo kesef. They didn't pay any money for you. They enslaved you. This was the Golus. You were sold without getting money. V'chein, but so too, the ultimate Geula is Chinam. The Abarbanel embellishes this idea. Ki cho amar Hashem, Chinam nimchartem v'lo kesev, v'lo bekesev tigo'elu pirshu ha-meforshim, Chinam nimchartem v'lo bekesev, Elba Avonos, you were sold because of your Avonos into slavery. And how will you be redeemed from this slavery at the time of the redemption of the Geula? Lo Bekesev Ela Betshuva. Says the Abarbanel, according to this interpretation, Iker Adover Chosim and Asefer. Where is the mention, the allusion to Tshuva in this pasuk? But rather, Pshat HaKosev, I would suggest, says the Abarbanel, the interpretation, the simple interpretation, Achas Mishtei Kavonos, in one of two ways. Im Sha'omar, it's possible that what the Pasuk is saying is, Sheyu Kol Kach Roim V'chatoim, that the people of Israel were so guilty of sin, that it reached the level of Nimkaru Chinam, Kmo Eved Apochus, the lowest ever is sold for peanuts. Nobody wants to pay much money for him. The haresha she yisneu adonov below machir kidei lotzio mershuso. The adon, the master of the eved, is so, he finds the eved so despicable, so low in his eyes, that he just wants to push him out. He wants to sell him for nothing. Whoever will be willing to take this eved. And this is what David HaMelech says in Tehillim, in Perek Memdalid, Timkar Amcha V'lo Hon V'lo Ribis B'mechireyem. You sell your eved for nothing. You get no interest, no benefit from it. V'gam Lo Yigalu Mitoch Tshuvu Maisim Tov. Again, this idea of chinam, lo bekesef tigaelu, is a reference to the fact that you won't be doing tshuva. You won't be full of maisim tov. Kira navi sheyaver kolz manef shadmit, velo yu nigolim ella beitam. Beitam egalenu means that God has a certain time period, and that's when the time comes, the day passes, that's when the geula will take place. Despite the fact that they're not worthy of Geula. And that's v'lo b'kesef tigaelu. They're not paying for their redemption, for their freedom. They're not doing the tshuva. They're not paying up for their avonos. But rather, you chatoim and chotim bizman ha-geula, even if they are sinners, nevertheless Hashem promises there will be a Geula. That's the be'ito. And that's the Geula below kesef. However, Akavana Shenis is another way of interpreting this pasuk, and that's also a valid possibility, an alternative. Ki shegula bazeh kmo shenimku begolus muflag kama shomar chinam nimkartem kein bi'es geulasim ye'am ani vidal v'zeu velo kesef tigalu shelo yisu miyodam. The people of Israel, typically described in their exile as poor, am ani vidal, and maybe the Abarbanel is hinting that they are both materially poor and poverty, meaning in terms of finance, they are ani vidal. Maybe he means more on a spiritual level. But b'eis geulasam, they are found am ani vidal. That's how we could describe. V'lo v'kesef tigagelu. They will not have money, riches, and wealth at the time of the geula. What are they going to take back from the nations of the world? From the countries that they were exiled to, now that they're back, on the way back to the land of Israel? Will they take with them kesef and zav? No. The pasuk says, lo v'kesef tigaelu. They will not have the ability to take their spiritual wealth back with them to the land of Israel. And this has been proven to be true in many, many cases in which the Jews try to take out their wealth, and they were lucky just to get out of the exile, to just be freed from those countries. They couldn't take any wealth with them. And this was so true at the time of World War II, the Holocaust. But let's take a look at two interpretations of chinam nimkartem, of this concept of the Abarbanel, that there will be a geula be'ito without tshuva, in a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, both in the Yerushalmi and in the Bavli. Yerushalmi is in Masechta Tainis, and the Bavli is in Masechta Sanhedrin in Perek Chelek. And both the Bavli and the Yerushalmi present this fundamental controversy, this great debate between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua about the nature of Geula, and it all depends upon various psukim in Tanakh and how to interpret them. According to Rabbi Eliezer, not the way that we saw the Shita reflected by the Abarbanel of Bekesef, lo bekesef tigo'elu, without tshuva there will be gula. No. If there's no tshuva, says Rabbi Eliezer, there's no gula. This is a very harsh understanding. How will the gula come about? Are we guaranteed tshuva? In Ein Yisrael osim tshuva, einam negolim li olam. And Rabbi Eliezer invokes a pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Lamed, much earlier in Sefer Yeshaya than the psukim that we've been reading in Nun Aleph Nun Beis. B'shuva v'nachas toshiv. The tshuva will come, the Yeshua will come through tshuva and nachas, by bringing nachas to Hashem. If there won't be any tshuva, there won't be any nachas, there won't be any tshuva. Are you telling me, Rabbi Eliezer, that you're open, therefore, to the possibility that chas v'shalom there won't be a geula? There'll never be a geula? That's one of the fundamentals of our religion, that there will be a geula. The belief in Yemos HaMashiach. I have another pasuk in the same chapter. In the book of Yirmiyahu, which guarantees that Klal Yisrael will do tshuva. Again, how it's going to come about? It's cataclysmic. It's going to be a melech kosher, somebody like Haman, and that's going to bring the people to tshuva. And then v'heim nigolim. And he quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, the eis tzara liyakum v'imenu yivasha. As a result of the eis tzara, the people of Israel will do tshuva. And there will be a teshuah. Shuva is a precondition to Geula and Yeshua. Amar Rabbi Yeshua v'aksiv. What about another pasuk? Let's go back to Yeshayahu Perek Nunhei. Chinam nimkartem v'lo bekesef tigo'elu. This is a printing error. I'm sorry. I'm reading from my text of the Yerushalmi, and it should be Perek Nun Beis. Ma Ovid Lo Rabbi Eliezer. What's Rabbi Eliezer going to do with this pasuk? It says V'lo b'kesef tiga elu. There will be geula without kesef, meaning without tshuva. And the Yerushalmi continues, tshuva. Kimadi Omar, Tzror HaKesef Lokach Biyodo. Rabbi Eliezer invokes the pasuk in Mishlei that there will be Tzror HaKesef, which is against the pasuk in Yeshaya. Two different visions. The Kesef symbolizes tshuva, but V'lo Kesef Tigo'elu, it seems to indicate that there won't be tshuva at the time of Geula. And that undermines the Shita Rabbi Eliezer, but on the other hand, the Pasuk Mishlei says, Tzror HaKesef Lokach Biyodo. There will be tshuva, there will be kesef. Omar Rabbi Yeshua, Vaksiv, a Pasuk Yeshaya, Ani Hashem Be'ita Achishena. What does Be'ita Achishena mean? There will be geula even without tshuva, because there's ita, there's a moment of time, and that's what we saw in the Abarbanel. And that's what seems to be indicated by the pasuk V'lo b'kesef tigo'elu. So if we put together the two psukim in Yeshayahu, one is our pasuk in Nun Beis of V'lo b'kesef tigo'elu, plus the pasuk later on in Perek Shishim, in Perek Samach, Ani Hashem be'itach ishenu, we get the picture that Rabbi Yeshua is correct. There will be a geula independent of tshuva, or even without tshuva. Ma'ovid le Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer, now to defend his position, quotes a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. It says, V'yata Yisrael ma'ashem elkecha shol mimcha ki im liyira. So it means ki im liyira means you have to have yira. There's no bi'itach ishena, no guarantee of Geula and Yeshua. There's got to be, it's conditional upon and contingent upon tshuva, on Yira. And so we see that there are psukim going this way and psukim going that way. And Yushalmi, in order to reconcile these various verses in Tanakh, quotes Rabbi Acha, Im zachisim achishenavim lav b'ita, that there are actually two ways in which the geula will be brought about. Either bizchus im zachisim, you know, you pay up the kesef, you do the tshuva, there will be tzar kesef lokach b'yodo, and achishenav, I will bring about the geula. That's what we saw in Rabbi Eliezer. But im lav, now we have Rabbi Yeshua shita, then be'ita, there'll be be'es. And it's going to be a redemption, and that's guaranteed. At the end of Yishalmi, it says, Istalik Rabbi Eliezer, which sounds like Rabbi Eliezer finally raised his hands in the air and confessed defeat. In Sanhedrin Daf, Tzari Zayin Amid Beis, going on to Tzari Ches Amid Aleph. Again, the Bavli in this case records a dialogue here. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im Yisrael Osim Tshuva, Nigolim, Im Lav Einigol Na Yeshua, Im Eino Osim Tshuva, Nigolim, El HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'amid Lahem Melech, Shekizeros of Koshik HaHom, Im Yisrael Osim Tshuva, Machzirin Lemutov, Tanya Idach, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im Yisrael Osim Tshuva, Nigolim, Shenemar, Chshuvu, Shuvu Bonim Shovivim, Shuvu Bonim Shovivim, Arpe Mosh Vosechem, Omlo Rabbi Yeshua Velo Kfar Nemar, Chinam Nimkartim Velo Bekesef Tigo Elu, Chinam Nimkartim Beavodazora, Velo Bekesef Tigo Elu, Lo Bechuvu, My Simtova, Velo Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua Velo Kfar Nemar, Yashuve Laiva Shuvu Alechem, Omlo Rabbi Yeshua Velo Kfar Nemar, Anochi Anochi, Balti Bachem, V'lakachti eschem echad meir u'shnayim mishpocha v'veisi eschem tzion amalo v'bishuva v'lo kvar nemar shuva v'nachas tosh tivasheun amalo Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Lezer v'lo kvar nemar kom Hashem gal yisol kedosha etc. etc. amalo Rabbi Lezer v'lo kvar nemar im toshav Yisrael nu Hashem elai toshuv. Back and forth, psukim here, psukim there, Rabbi Yeshua, v'lo kvar nemar, quotes another pasuk, and the pasuk says, Eshba se'ish lovush habadim, asher mimal, me'me ayor, v'yom yemino, u'smol shomayim, v'yishov v'cheolom, kilo moed, moadim, that there will be a moed, there will be a time period, shasak Rabbi Eliezer. Rashi says, "B'tshuva im kol yisrael chozim b'tshuva yavo." According to Rabbi Eliezer, "V'im lav lo yavo." Dayu laKadosh Baruch Hu she'omed kama yomim v'yimino achar klomar im lo yasu tshuva eno omed b'evlo kol hayom levadai keitz ledover lishnachrina din liyovel dayon liyisrael tsar golus. I feel below tshuva nigolim, lo bekesev, lo betshuva malasim tovim. I feel einam osim tshuva. Baalti eschem mashma, baal korchechem below tshuva. Echad meir, ever atzadikim vaviim letzion. Afal pisha ein kulam chozrim. Ko amar Hashem levaze nefesh. Misav goy osa bizoyin. Umitu ovim baaveris viapal chip. Pichen Yigaelu. I want to look at the Netzach Yisrael, and I wanted to thank at this point Reb Reuven Schechter for pointing out this Netzach Yisrael, the Maral in Perek Lamed Aleph, in which he addresses this whole dialogue between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua and the Psukim back and forth, and he tries to show that the Psukim Arayos, respectively, to Rabbi Eliezer's Shita, that there won't be Geula without Tshuva, to Rabbi Yeshua's Shita. And, for example, again, we won't go through this entire perek here in Netzach Yisrael, but one thing he says is, Vehevi Rabbi Eliezer Raya, ki al inyan ha-Geula, Ka'amar Shuva Eliv Hashuva Aleichem Uma Shekosiv Chinam Nimkartim Velo Bekesef Yigaelu. That's Hainu Le'inyan Maisim Tovim Shenikru Kesef Avot Shuva Lios Chozu Michet Bevadei Tzorech Sheyasu Shuva. This is an original idea, as far as I can tell, the Maharal. I'm not sure if he has an explicit source for this. The Maharal is claiming that according to Rabbi Eliezer, when it says "Velo bekesef tiga'elu," which seems to imply that there will be geula without tshuva, that's not a reference to kesef. The kesef is not a reference or an allusion to tshuva, but rather to ma'isim tovim. And I think here he has in mind, perhaps, the Gemara at the end of Makkos about Oiv Kesef Lo Yizba Kesef. It's a reference to Maisim Tovim. He who loves mitzvos and Maisim Tovim will never be satiated with enough. So there may be tshuva. There'll be Chozer Mechet, and that for sure they'll have to do. That's a precondition for Geula, but they don't have a bunch of Maisim Tovim. And in that case, you could argue that Geulas Mitzrayim is a good raya, because they didn't have too many Maisim Tovim at the time of the Geulah Mitzrayim. Hashem gave them two mitzvahs, Pesach and Milah. Then he writes, L'chach ka'omar Rabbi Yeshua al-Apostol lo b'kesef tigayelu ki lo b'tshuvu Maisim Tovim tigayelu. That the word kesef here is a reference not just to Maisim Tovim, but also to tshuva. V'chinam nimkartem, haynu kima shebo Yisrael begolus, lo shahoya ro'i hagolus li Yisrael. Rak chinam nimkartem, ki b'shvil hachet hoya zeh, hachet eno li Yisrael. And here the Maharal introduces a concept which he's very famous for, that there's something called the Dover Atzmi. Sometimes a person's very essence and his personality, his nefesh, identifies with sin, but with Klal Yisrael as a nation, the chet is not a dover atzmi. And therefore, even though as a result of chet they were sold into golus, one could say that they were sold gratis, for free. They didn't deserve the golus, because they themselves, as an essence, are not chotim. The chet is always external. And this is something that's famous in the name of the Orachayim HaKadosh in the Parsha Mitzora, Ki Yeba'ar Nega, the Nega is only on the Or, it's not in the inside remains Tahar, and many other Mepharshim who see in different ways, different psukim, different statements in Chazal, that the essence of a Jew is always good, and the Chet is on the outside. That's called Bechinam Nimkartem. Vatshuvu Maisim Tovim Shemitztarfim Umezakikim Anefesh Nikra Kesef Shehutziruf Umezukach. He says that also Tshuva Maisim Tovim ought to be compared to Kesef. And again, Lo B'Kesef Yigaelu means without Tshuva Maisim Tovim there will be Geula. That's how Rabbi Shu interprets the pasuk. Why is Kesef the symbol of Tshuva Maisim Tovim? Is because kesef, silver in its natural state, has impurities, and it has to be subjected to a process of purification. That process of purification, which is mezakech and mitzarif the kesef, that is the process of tshuva maisim tovim. Avo Rabbi Eliezer svile ki lo bekesef tiga elu leinyon maisim tovim bilvad komer avol tshuva tzarech viomar akosuv Shein tzrichim loseis maisa tov avur ha-geula, that the geula is not contingent upon maisim tovim, k'mo shenosnim ha-kesef b'yad chifetz, and when you want to buy something, you pay money, so you would think the maisim tovim is a precondition to pay for the geula. No, there'll be geula even without maisim tovim. And what will merit, how will the Jewish people merit the geula? Lo b'shvil maisa, but tshuva. Rather, tshuva will be that desire, that strong, profound desire to be close to Hashem. That itself is going to bring about the Geula. Umaisi Raya Vaksiv Kianochi Baalti Bachem Mashmash Al Korcham Yela Adon Lahem. I will take you as a master against your will. That's Baalti Bachem. And the answer is, says Rabbi Eliezer, Sheyamod or Yamid Lahem Melech Shegzeros of Koshos Machzirin Lemutav Al Korcham. That's what the pasuk is referring to. And then when it says Shuva Eli Vashuva Lechem, Hainu Shemazir Akosav Osam Sheyachzir B'Tshuva. Why does it say that they will do tshuva as if on their own? After all, it's going to be a result of this Adon, this Melech, Shegzeros of Kosha. But what it really means is that he's warning them that they should do tshuva. He's admonishing them and mandating that they do tshuva. Avalim lo yachzir b'tshuva. Then machzirin lemutav bal karchem. They have two choices. Either they do tshuva on their own volition, their own decision, their own initiative, or they'll be forced to do tshuva. But in either case, it means there will be tshuva at the end of days, and that's the precondition for Geula. Rabbi Eliezer Maisiraya Dichsiv Beshuva Venachas Tivasheun. The Loshen Zeh says the Maral Mashba Shalo Yachzir Al Osam B'tshuva Al Karcham. But rather will be an initiative on the part of the Jewish people. Mashma b'tshuva menachas tivasheun and kein tzarich lomar hadichsiv ki anochi be'alti eschem, from which we derive that Hashem will force the Jewish people to do tshuva. Lo le'inyan zeh shal kochem yigal osam rak shelo yuchlu Yisrael lifrok ulo min Hashem yisparach. There'll be a point in which the Jewish people would not be capable, not be able to reject or cast off the yoke of Hashem Yisparach and the mandates that he imposes upon them. Then Rabbi Yeshua brings a raya from a different pasuk that indicates same boim baveros, they'll come with averos, and nevertheless, afil hochi yigalo som. Is im kein bevadi hot ich sib shuva venachas tivasheun eno mashma rak shekasher yasu shuva yoshia belo yisurim. There will be geula without shuva, but if they do opt for shuva, then they will experience the geula and the yeshua without yisurim. Im eno sim shuva yamid lehem melech shegeros of kosha kiddeli el. Havi Rabbi Eliezer Raya Valoksiv Him Toshuv Yisrael Eli Toshuv Demashma Milas Im Shutnai She Im Toshuv Yisrael Eli Toshuv. And the answer is that Mashma Shlo Yeshuviki Im Betshuva Vim Kein Hadichsiv. Okay, he goes on in all the Pesukim. The Afal Gav, the Afle Rabbi Eliezer, Yefshe Shlo Yigal Es Yisrael. It must be that there will be Geula. Mikol Mekom Kevet Shatshuva Tola Bi Yisrael. Lo Shayach Baze Shvua Ki Im Dover Shu Tola Bo Yisparach Bilvad. Velo Bi Yisrael Klal. So it seems that according to Rabbi Eliezer, that Klal Yisrael will have to do tshuva. Here the idea of a shvua seems to indicate just the opposite. V'oz shosik Rabbi Eliezer v'hodesh ha-geuli yechreches k'mo shebi'arnu gam kein b'raya brura menaseichel v'day bozeh. So Maral's last line is that Rabbi Eliezer at the end of the day was mode that there will be geula and it has to come and it's not contingent. That's the final word here. Now, if you go back to the Ramban, not in his Pirush al Torah, but in one of his ksavim called the Sefer HaGeula, he writes, V'chein b'inyan ha-Mashiach atzmo nechleku b'raboseinu yesh mehem misha'omer im ein yisol osim tshuva einigam v'hu Rabbi Eliezer u'mehem, and there was another sheet, the Ratzalom rechach me'Yisrael misha hiskim sha'afal pisha ein osim tshuva einigolim v'hu Rabbi Yeshua
v'nitzchol Rabbi Eliezer. So Rambam already way before the Maral understood that at the end of the day, Rabbi Eliezer agreed to Rabbi Yeshua that there will be a geula. It's an absolute precondition. Ach yesh lo zman kotzuv shelo yarech yoser. There's some set date, and Hashem will not delay the geula beyond that date. Ki kvar higia tor uba es kibul schar mitzvah mitzvah shasu Yisrael. And at that point, because of the paucity, the limited amount of mitzvahs that they merited, there will be a geula. And the Ramban raises the possibility that there will be a geula by virtue of the fact that even though they sinned, but they were mekabel the Torah, sort of like a metaphysical relationship to the entity of Knesset Yisrael that spans all generations. And Yivchar Elokim Bom Lizchus Hakod B'mehem. And in the Zchus of those who came before them, Hashem will remember them and bring about the Geula Kasher Osa B'tzeisa Mitzrayim, as they did in the as what happened in the case of Yitzias Mitzrayim, where the Pasuk says, Orum V'Eryo Mikol Zchus U'mikol Mitzrayim. Chofetz Chaim authored a work about Geula, about the Mashiach, and it's called the Shema Olam. He has a whole section here called Shar HaSchazkus, Perek Yud Gimel, in which he speaks about those who say, how could we zocha to Geula? Our Doros, our generations are pale. They're nowhere compared to the Doros HaKadmonim. And the Doros HaKadmonim were filled with Torah and Mitzvahs, and yet they weren't Zocha to the Gula. How is it possible, the cynics would say, that we could be Zocha to the Gula? And he says, Im ayinu nigolim tekef b'yeis ha-scholas ha-golas ayinu tzichim laviz chusam kol kach sheyol meshach zman rav. Early in the period of Golos, we would have needed a chunk, an amazing volume of mitzvahs in order to be Zocha for Geula. V'chein, and the same thing could apply in Hayuni Golem B'yei Shavar Chatzi Zman HaGolos. Again, we would still need Miktas or Machtzis HaZchuyos. We would need half of the Zchuyos in order to be Zocha that the Golos should take place, the Geula, excuse me, take place at that point. However, now, he says, that we have suffered the entire period of Golos and the accumulation of all the suffering of the Jewish people is enough that God would bring about the Geula, even if we're not Zocha. Hazman to be Itahu v'afilo Zochu Klal Yisrael. And add to that, the Kal Vachomer says, Sheklai so masru nafsham lemeos ulalofim pa'omim al kvod kedushas yisparach pavada yesh keitz uzman liftos nafshen uviata. And therefore he says, we have to understand that there's something called a keitz, and it's going to happen. He goes on and he describes what happened to the Jewish people over the last century. She Yisrael nefotzim b'yavakitzos ha'oretz v'sovlim matzokos harbe mi'od, all the pogroms v'vaday nikinu harbe mavarosenu. This suffering has purified us of much of our sin, of the dross of sin. V'al yidei zenucha l'kavos al ha'gula, we can hope and aspire and expect the ge'ula. V'yula yachshov ha'odom shema ein lanu Schus klal v'niyem uchrochem lahamtin matzan azman shebe'ita. Maybe the be'ita is way, way down the future line, and we don't have schuyot to be zocha. He says, ulai be'itim alolu yagia zman de be'ita. First of all, he says, maybe the be'ita is now, and it's not long down the line. And he brings various statements of Chazal to prove that it seems like we are coming close to the Be'ita. And then he says, "Gam shekoeis shanu mefutzolim ומפוזר בכל מדינס רחוקוס ליוכל לשער גודל שביחס דום ושער יצורס ומצוקו שיש לו מזו. We underwent so much endless amount of suffering, catastrophe. This again, before the war, the Chofetz Chaim did not live at the time of the Holocaust. Umiyuchal lomar she'en la'um azuchas shom shum schus. How can you say that with all of the shvichas domim that we suffered and we endured over the generations that we don't have schus? Ad she'titztarech lahamtin ad debi'ita. Hashem doesn't need to wait till the be'ita. It may be the be'ita is around the corner, but even if you'll say and you'll argue and fear that maybe the be'ita is way down the line, nevertheless, we have suffered so much, we don't need to wait for the be'ita. We have so many zchuyos. Ukshu rotze ligol Yisrael, says the Chofetz Chaim, afilu amem ferish eze eis she yizbalu, via eis eid enigmar adayin. He says, nevertheless, umechishli osa eis bekamamine eitzos. He says, even though it might seem that the be'es is way down the line, Hashem could make it earlier with many different intellectual tricks, as we saw in the pasuk Kigeria Zaracha, that it was meant to be 400 years of golus and avdus and inui, but yet Hashem started calculating these for 400 years from the time of latest Yitzchak. And that was the fulfillment of the Arba Meir Shana, and therefore he was able to be marked in the Geula. And the Chofetz Chaim argues that the same thing could happen in our time. And Koshi Hashibud Hishlem Akeitz, V'af Anu Tzrichim L'tzapos L'Hashem Yisbarach Sheyochish Lano Ha'es U'Zman B'Eza Eitza Sheyeshlo Ha'yidei Rov Tzoros O Sharei Ze Eitz of Nucha Lomish Al Ze Roma Zakos Vani Hashem Beita Achishena Ratzalomer Eis Shel Beita Gufa Achishena. Even the Beita Hashem could make it earlier so that we don't need Shuvah and we don't need this Chuyos. That's how the Chofetz Chaim ends this chapter on a shall we say an upbeat note. Now we studied Yeshayo, parts of Yeshayahu in the chapters here that we read Nun Aleph Nun Beis for the Haftorah Parshas Shoftim. 2 days ago we read Yeshayahu Nun Dalid, which is the Haftorah for Parshas Ki Teitze, and here too we have a number of commentaries that indicate there is a message of Geula here in this Haftorah, whether it's in Pasuk Dalet in Perek Nun Dalet, whether it's in Pasuk Tes. In Pasuk Dalet, Yeshayo says, Al Tiri, don't be afraid, Ki Lo Sevoshi, you will not be humiliated, Al Tikolmi, Ki Lo Tachpiri, Ki Boshes, Al Umayach Tishkochi, Cherpas al munasayech lo tizkri od. There's a reference here to the termination of fear and humiliation, and Klal Yisrael is compared here to the almana. Says the Mitzvot David, al tiri al tefchachdi, don't be afraid. Shia tseisech migolus kitseisech mishara golios, that this golus will go on and on and on. Shemitzauch biartzeich tzoros rabos v'ros ki lo sevoshi od liolam lios mishubedes v'nichnas ela umos. Don't think that the situation as you see it today, in which the people of Israel are subjugated, is going to continue endlessly. V'alti kol mi, don't be humiliated, don't be embarrassed. L'harim rosh, you could raise your head in pride. L'haros gedula, and show how great you are. Bechoshvech pen tigle shuv, you're liable to be afraid and bent down over because you think the golus is going to continue. Ki lo tachpire, ki hoya muftachas shelo tachpire od leleches begola. You will no longer have to bow your head down in humiliation in the golus. Ki boshes alumech, ki boshes alumayich tishkochi. Ki abosa shiyeloch bimeinu urayach. When you went out to the Golus during your youth, you were embarrassed. Mitulteles, you were dragged from place to place. Habusha azos tishkachi, you'll be able to forget about that bush. It's a bad stain, a bad part of Jewish history, but it's ancient. Ki lo yikrelach od kazos, you'll never have to experience that humiliation of Golus again. Li zocher al yoda rishonos, that will remind you of the original Busha, the cherpas al munasayech lo tizri od ha cherpa shahoya loch me'oz shayis mi bli melech ka almona mi bli baal ha cherpa hi lo tizri od ki lo tia od mi bli melech lahazkir al yodos rishonos. All that cherpa and that busha that you were without a king, like a widow without a husband, you don't have to remember that anymore. That'll be forgotten. Because you're no longer going to be without a king. You'll always have a king. You'll always have an independent nation. And there won't be any busha and cherpa to remind you of the original busha of a cherpa. The Radak, I think, emphasized another point here that I wanted to mention. Al tiri, al tefachdi, you may be afraid that this Golus is going to schlep on and on endlessly like the other Golios. You should know that once you are free and redeemed from this exile, meaning the last exile, you will never suffer anguish and persecution and affliction and oppression again and again. And this perhaps is what Tosfos says, the Girsa on Leil Pesach and the Agoda, the second part of the Agoda, which is all about the ultimate Geula. It says, V'nomer lefonav, Tosfos Girsa, in the name of the Gaonim, is Shir Chadash, because Shir Chadash means there won't be any suffering afterwards. Lo tia lecha tzara liolam, in the language of the Rav Dak. That's called Shir Chadash in our liturgy, because it's Beloshen Zachar as opposed to Shir Chadasha, where a woman in the classical vision of a woman giving birth suffers so much. Here it's going to be a Shir Chadash with pure Shira and song and joy and goodness without any element of evil. Okay, I see we're running out of time, so we'll stop here. I was hoping to do the Malbim, but the message of the Malbim again is that Al Tikol Mi'od Mi'aumos, once there'll be a Geula from this Golus, we no longer have to be bent down, you know, with our heads bent down, with Busha and Chalima and Cherpa, but rather we can stand proud with pride. We won't remember the times that we were in Almona. Now we have a Melech, we have Hashem who's taking care of us. That's the greatness and the power, the profound power of the Geula Asida. I wanted to mention the Abarbanel. We don't have time to go through the Abarbanel, but he also speaks about the Pasuk Tes here in this Perek Nun Dalet about Mei Noach Zos. And at the time of the Mabul, Noach was spared. And we might think that at the time of the Geula, only a few people will be spared. Echad me'ir v'shnayim mishpocha, kosam shenitzlu v'teva v'hem yula rosh pina v'yarbu v'yatzmu be'oretz. However, he says that Hashem is taking the oath, the covenant, that he will not bring them to a Golos like the Yemei Noach. Ki Yemei Noach zos. He says, Nishpati me'avra me'noach. There won't be another me'noach situation where only a handful of people will be saved. But rather, the Geula in Yerushalayim and Sion will affect the entire nation of Israel. And again, the Shvu will be that just like by Noach, there was a promise, a covenant, there will never be a flood to destroy the world. So too, this will be the last Golus. There won't be another Golus after this. Yiratzon may be zochet to see the fulfillment of all these prophecies of Yeshaya Novi in our time, speedily in our days, b'meheirah v'yameinu.
Amen.